Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, I want to say thanks for supporting the platform. Tonight's topic, the lifestyle of a fuckboy. So we're going to get into that, along with the question of the night. So please sit back and relax, and I'll be right back. Okay, we back. So we're going to get into this question of the night, which is why dating apps make relationships seem like a full-time gig. How many of you have gone on different sites to look for love, or even a booty call, or just a date? Have it ever felt like you was on a clock, time clock? Like you was pressed for time? Well, that's what dating and meeting people on dating apps can feel like sometimes. May not be for you, but I've talked to some people and I've experienced myself. And it just seemed like a lot of work. I can remember back in the day when I first got here and I went to this place for the speed dating, where you hit the little clock, when they hit the clock and then you move to different people and talk to them. Now, at first it seemed interesting and like it was something that I really wanted to do, but then after my second sit down with someone, that was it. That was just too much for me. To sit there and say the same thing over and over again and to get that initial look of, I'm not interested. And I'm like, is it going to be like this the rest of the night? Or, you know, until this is done, until this is over with? And I didn't want to go through it. So I got up and went to a bar and met someone else. Had a good time. So it just wasn't for me. And dating apps are pretty much the same thing. I can remember when I first got here and one of the two things that I looked for when I was, you know, looking the AJC, the Atlanta Journal Constitution, the newspaper, was jobs and classified for dating. And both sections seemed like a little mini ebook. It was pages of jobs and pages of women looking for relationships, sex, love, whatever. So I was like, I was blown away. I'm like, I'm in a fucking paradise. And I met some good people. I met some really nice people, some really nice women. And I have to say that it was a different experience, you know. But it just wasn't for me. It's funny that when I actually stopped, I got a baby out of the deal. My youngest child. So I guess that's a blessing. I'm going to have to say it's a blessing. But it was just one of those things where if I had to do that one again, I probably would have gone a different route. But, you know, my child is here, so that's the important thing. But, yeah, it just wasn't that. It wasn't my cup of tea. It just seemed like it was just too busy, too much work, too much fucking, you know, trying to get to know somebody and then they not really on it, or you got to wait until they get to a point where they catch up with you and they feel like fucking with you and they're like, nah, I'm good, you know? And then a lot of times people are busy. Jobs, you know, their usual shit that they do outside of work, families. So chances are your life revolve around multiple projects, hobbies, tasks, along with the jobs. So to try to incorporate meeting someone and having a relationship or building the foundations for the relationship, then you got to really be on point. You got to really feel like that's what you really want to do, because when you're of a certain age and, you know, you may have just gotten divorced or you may have had a breakup, to go right back into it, for most people, it's not really what they want to do. They will kind of like want to play the field or, you know, see what's out there before they make that ultimate decision to settle down again. And that's where I was, you know, from a mental standpoint. Now, physically and sexually, yeah, I was ready. I was on and popping, but mentally and definitely emotionally, I wasn't really, you know, trying to lock it down, especially coming to Atlanta, home of Freaknik, home of Esso, the 20 grand, Atlanta Live. Oh my God, no. Locking down some woman was the farthest thing, was the last thing on my mind. Now, there was a couple of people who almost made me do it. You know, they pulled me in or sucked me in a way. But, you know, I found the strength. I found the inner strength not to be sucked in. On the other hand, when you're juggling several projects or juggling long-term relationships, it can be hard to find that date or find that person when you are ready, you know? I think dating apps give people unrealistic expectations. Dating apps has changed the way relationships between men and women operate. In fact, some people feel like the dating app definitely creates an unrealistic expectation when it comes to love. And I have to agree to that 100%. I think the organic or the genuine first time seeing someone, that holds more weight than setting up a profile, telling people who you are, what you like, what you don't like, deciding if you want to mention anything sexual, putting pictures up. That's a lot of work. That's too much work. In fact, some people feel that dating apps are just a waste of time. However, despite this, these apps are quite popular. I mean, they're like booming. So much that there are over, get this, y'all, 1.3 billion dating apps worldwide. 1.3 billion. I thought it was about 10 or 20. Never would I have thought 13.1 billion. That's a lot of fucking apps. And with that number, it's like everything and everybody is spread out. So you really don't have an opportunity to focus on one person when you meet them on one platform, because it's someone else who might be similar or might do something that's similar to what that person does, or have the same type of look that that person has, and you can find them on two or three other platforms. 1.3 billion? Fuck. But you know what? You got to find a way to meet people effectively. And by doing that, you either got to email, text, use a social network platform, because all of these have benefits and sometimes they have downsides that you don't have to look at in a negative. It may have prevented you or saved you from someone who might have been a waste of your time. So don't look at downsize as a negative. It can be difficult to strike up conversations with someone you might meet at a networking event, let alone a person, or let alone meeting a person in person, meeting that someone in person. But then, you know, you get comfortable and you start to make small talk and you build a rapport and make effective conversations with anyone, at any time, in any place. How to find the right person to date. Finding the right person is not easy. You have to consider all the things, like people, you know, you got to consider if you're compatible, if the person you're dealing with is compatible or the person that you want to get to know is compatible. You got to know if they're, you know, when you finally get to a point and you want to bring them around your family, can you do that? Will they be comfortable around your family? And if you have children, you really have to decide if you want that to go down, if you want someone to be around your children. Because your children are the most precious little people or people in your lives. And to have a stranger around them that you're not sure about, it should never go down until you know 100%, until you're 100% sure that you want that person around you. Around you enough that you feel comfortable with them meeting your children, meeting your family. Hell, meeting your dog. Shit, there was, you know, one dude that said, hey, man, I didn't want her around, man, because she just kept talking about her hate for animals. So if I brought her around my dog, which I love to death, and she, you know, say something or hit my dog, it's going to be a problem. That's how much he loved this dog. So some people have to really think about who they're bringing around their loved ones. You got to make sure they have the same interests, have a lot of things in common, you know, before you make that step, before you decide that this is the person I want to get with. And I think it's a loss. I think it's a loss way of, I don't think a lot of people think like that no more. They just go off what they see as far as face value. Or ass and titty value, meaning that if a woman has big breasts and a nice butt, they ain't really trying to get to know that woman. Whereas if a man got big pockets, if he, you know, if he supplying his dollar bills, or if he's just a pretty boy, or if he wearing gray sweats and he, you know, display what he has, what type of tool he has, women just go off of that without getting to know if the dude is crazy, if he's bisexual, if he has a rap sheet, has he been to jail and what he's been to jail for. They just don't have that in them to find these things out or to see if the person is right for them. They go off face value. They go off ass value. They go off dick value and miss out on what can be the best relationship if they had took their time and got to know each other and put some boundaries in place and really found out who they're dealing with, not just who they are on the surface, but who they were before you. And who they can be while y'all together. So to wrap this thing up, dating apps aren't always going to make things easy. The rise of dating apps has changed our views on relationships. We now believe that love will come to us easily and effortlessly. And that we can just swipe right and find the love of our life. And outside of looking in, yeah, it's easy. to think that people are shallow like that. But we are all the same when it comes to emotions and physical and sexual needs. And we just got to choose the right person for us. Being a dating app, seeing someone at the gas station, or the one thing that I hate, someone hooking you up. So, but we're going to go ahead and get into the question. We're going to go ahead and get into the topic of the night. So I'll be right back. So, topic of tonight is the extravagant life of a fuckboy. Now, I know you want to, some may ask, what is a fuckboy? Okay, I'm gonna give you my opinion. A fuckboy is someone who plays with women's feelings, doesn't really care for them, and I would say do anything or say anything to get what they want, especially when it comes to sex. Fuckboys know that women cling to their every word, know that a woman is very into them, and they use that to their advantage in order to gain whatever it is that they want. I know plenty of fuckboys. I mean, I was in the Navy with some of them, in the National Guard, worked with plenty of them. And not to say that I knew everybody's sexual desires or what it was that they were seeking, but their mentality, their approach to how they thought about women, how they thought about things, how they handled things. I was never one who sat around and did a whole lot of gossiping about what was going on with me, because it wasn't the women who was going back doing a whole lot of talking. I found out it was men. I found out early how, what's the word I'm going to use? How feminine men can be, or men who had a feminine way of thinking or being. And to me, if you're acting feminine, then you are on the lines of a fuckboy. You are right there. You're one and two with the definition of being a fuckboy. Now, yes, I know people are asking. I know people are curious. And I know some people who probably fucked with me back in the day would say, well, you had fuckboy mentality. And yes, I was a fuckboy. Like I said, 20-some years ago, like when I first got to Atlanta, yeah, that's when he came out like the Incredible Hulk. But it was like Professor Hulk, not the Raging Hulk. Meaning, when it came out, I purposely bought him out. Yeah, I was shy and quiet and reserved and the gentle giant. Yeah, I was. But on the flip side, if I needed that rent paid, if I needed money to go to Orange Crush or Spring Break, if I needed, some new brake pads, oh yeah, Mr. Fuckboy came out. It was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but more controlled. Hyde had a smoothness about him. He had a way where he could see who would help him get what it was that he needed and wanted. And he definitely talked to Dr. Jekyll and gave him insight on who or what it was that he needed to do. And I know that sounds crazy that I'm talking as in a character, fictional character, if I'm saying that right. I know I'm talking about myself as a character, but people are like that. A lot of people are definitely like that. They act off
or what they see or personas that may overtake them. And when I say overtake them, yeah, you can stop it, but sometimes you don't want to stop it. And when you don't want to stop it, it will take over. It will rise to the top and boil over. So I decided to take a deep dive into the term fuckboy and where it came from and exactly what it means. And just, you know, how it's been thrown around today. Fuckboys are not always easy to spot in the wild. Meaning that, you know, when you're out and about, you can't really, say if you're in the jungle, you can't really find a fuckboy. A fuckboy won't stand out. Given their highly adaptive nature to and ability to blend in. Fuckboys can, you know, become chameleons. You know what I'm saying? They can, like, hop in and hop out. And you won't even know it. You've been touched by a fuckboy. Or you've been slayed, or you done gave up some pussy to a fuckboy. Now, you'll figure it out maybe after the second, third time. Oh, this motherfucker here. He on that bullshit. He acting like my son. He acting like the next door neighbor's son. He hasn't grown up. He still got his mama titty in his mouth. Any woman that's been through the ups and downs of dating knows that meeting a fuckboy now is kind of common. And that's sad to say. Because it shouldn't have a limit. And I mean, I'm not supporting fuckboyism, if that's a word. But everybody goes through something, they have to work themselves out of it. So if you're a fuckboy and if you're a bad person, if you're a knucklehead, then you have to kind of like work yourself out of wanting to not be a fuckboy. But some men don't know how to do that. They have to go through something like a medical issue or the woman have to, you know, cheat on them for them to realize, oh, shit, I'm fucked up. I treated her wrong. I treated her bad. I shouldn't have done that. I knew better. I was raised better. My mom, my grandmama, two women raised me better than, you know, than what I was. But I forgot about that. I really did. I forgot about the morals, the righteousness, taking me to church and being a upstanding young man. All for the need of selfishness. My selfishness. And I paid for it. And what happened? Somebody had to cheat on me. Somebody that I truly loved. Somebody that I would have died for. Someone who I thought night and day was my ride and die chick. That was my bitch. But she showed me. And called me a fuckboy. She didn't call me a fuckboy when she left, but days coming up to the breakup. And it was so, oh my God, it was smooth. It was one of, I didn't see it coming. Even though we had issues, even though she called me a fuckboy prior to leaving me, I still didn't see it because I was so fucking in love. I wasn't a fuckboy then. When I was in love, I wasn't a fuckboy. Well, maybe so. But in a different way. But when she put that knife into my chest, she didn't just stab me. She looked in my eyes and twisted the knife in my chest and pulled the heart out and looked at me and ate it. That's how bad the fucking breakup was. That's how bad. That's the thing I had to go through in order to understand that, bro, you a fuckboy. You got what you deserve. Don't be mad. Don't sit up in here and cry like old bitch. Take that as a fucking learning experience. Understand that you are not every woman's desire. You can't make every woman come. You can't just come in like King Ding-a-ling. It takes more to have in a relationship than just good dick, good head, and the ability to persuade people to do what it is that you want them to do. And I had to come to that. That was my personal, me turning my life around as far as relationships. And I had to look at relationships from a different standpoint. The term fuckboy comes from a note that somebody wrote in the, I think it was a magazine or paper called The Jezebel. The term fuckboy originated in African-American vernacular English and black slang, including the 2002 song by Cameron, Boy Boy, where fuckboy refers to a man who's a faker. Similar to what I'm saying. Anybody who's faking to be who they are in order to have a relationship or to get what they want. Yeah. Fuckboy is also mentioned in the 2014 Run the Jewels song, Oh My Darling, Don't Cry. In an interview with Under the Radar, Killer Mike was asked, the Atlanta rapper, about the meaning of the word in that song. And this was his words. The way you can identify fuckboys is because they are always doing fuck shit. The dumbest, the weirdest, lamest possible shit ever. And that's true. Fuckboys do some dumb shit, do some lame ass shit, and definitely on the weird side of the game. There was a huge spike in the search and usage of the word directly following Oh My Darling, Don't Cry, according to Google Trend. The term peaked between 2015 and 2016. Around that time, the broader culture, a.k.a. white people, appropriated the word and tried to give it a different meaning. The one you probably heard before in regards to sex, dating, and relationships. And this is the one I'm talking about. So this came about around 2002 and really hit its stride around 2015, 2016. And it's been growing ever since. And don't get me wrong, fuckboy's been going on since slavery. It's just had a different name. And some derogatory names I really don't want to say because I'm not in that place or that frame of mind. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's been around since about 2002. I can remember that song from Cameron, but I wasn't really listening to lyrics. I was more on the beats. So recently I heard the lyrics and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. Signs of a fuckboy. Believe it or not, Dictionary.com offers the definition of the word fuckboy. Alternative spellings and styles of the word include fuckboy, fuckboy with the B-O-I, fuckboy with F, you spell fuckboy F-U-C-C-B-O-Y. And the later term actually has a specific meaning in the fashion world. I didn't get a chance to dive into that, but one day I will. Because that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that. So, number one, a fuckboy would do or say anything to have sex. That includes flattery. Yo, baby, you're so beautiful. You turn me on so much. he would have these romantic feelings when actually he doesn't. He displays that to a woman to make her think that he's so in love and he just can't live without her. And in the back of his mind, he's like, I can't get as far away from this chick as quick as I can. Because he's trying to get to the next woman. Or he's trying to get to hang out with boys and say, yo, I got a woman who's doing all this for me. please, baby, I'm so sorry. I miss you so much. This is when a fuckboy mess up. I used it plenty of times. When I heard, I'm done with you, or I'm tired of your shit, that quickly came out of my mouth. Please, baby, I'm so sorry. Don't leave me. I miss you. I need you. Knowing that if she left, I had two or three just waiting to have some of my time. Number two, simultaneously, they do the bare minimum in sex. They're not going to give you the dick. They're not going to really put you to sleep. They're not going to put you in that position where they're going to get all up in there and take care of your needs. They're going to do just, I'm not saying we, because how I used to be. But no, I am not a fuckboy. It's gone. I'm in my 50s. I'm too old to be a fuckboy. Men will do just enough to bust a nut. Not even caring that you came. Not even caring that you had your glory. You've reached your pinnacle. They don't give a fuck. This is a complex irony. Say that your 10th grade English teacher lectured about. While all he wants is sex, a fuckboy wants to hang out in the most weirdest times. Meaning that they kind of like want to hang around and float around and just do their thing around the evening hours. That's when they work best. Now, there's some fuckboys who just universally just good at what they do. But a lot of them can get down with the best of them at night, meaning clubs, parties, functions, sporting events, sports bars, whatever. And yeah, you know, I'm going to say fuckboys get horny in the daytime, but at night, they go from fuckboys to vampire fuckboys, if you get what I'm saying, where I'm coming from with that. Meaning that from the hours, from sunset to sunrise, that's when they do their best work. That's when they can get the most money, get the most pussy, get the most head, get them late night meals, you know, get that attention, because the kids are asleep if a woman has kids. A woman probably done wound down. She's in a relaxed mode, so she's going to lose her... She's going to lose her her shield. Her walls are not going to be up. Her line of defense is going to be gone. So a fuckboy can penetrate that and get and achieve his personal goal. Number three. They just keep women around just to keep them around. Just to say, yo, I got hurt. Knowing that they don't want to be bothered. Knowing that they don't really, you know, have anything to offer them. And they have nearly sucked the life out of a woman. They still want them to hang around just to say, yeah, that's my girl. Or not to make her available for somebody else. Especially if they know that person. And, I have to say, I did that plenty of times. There were times where, you know, chicks would be like, yo, I just can't deal with I can't deal with this. I'm going. And I knew where they were going. But I would turn my game up. I'm like, I can't lose this one. She's just too good for me. She one of my top ones. Fuckboys can be fragile. They seem to combust at the drop of a dime. A fuckboy, when he knows that he's been wrong or he haven't seen you or he, you know, want to play games, he will send you a barrage of text messages or call you and not have nothing to say. And then come across like he's, you know, going through so much and he needs you and his life, you know, ain't shit without you. But ladies, you got to call motherfuckers out on their bullshit. If you get a man who, you know, if you're dealing with a fuckboy now and if he come across where he just, you know, some selfish shit, but you still take him back, he treats you wrong, you still take him back, he curse you out, you still take it back, he talk about your mama. I know some women who let dudes come back after talking about their mama. I've heard it in the clubs. Your mama ain't shit. We in the club on a Tuesday night, Thursday night, they up in each other's face. I'm like, didn't he just say her mama wasn't shit? Those words of get the fuck away from me before I snap your motherfucking neck. You can't never bring my mama in no conversation. Never. I don't give a fuck if my mama said the worst shit about you. You better say that shit to somebody else. Don't say it to me. But some women, you know, let fragile ass men hop in and hop out of their lives. Number five, a fuckboy is always selfish. Dictionary.com started addressing the selfish behavior of fuckboys, but Meteor Remind really brought it home. I've never heard of Meteor Remind. I'm going to have to check them out too. These guys literally don't care about anybody but themselves, referring to fuckboys. A fuckboy would treat his homeboy with a morsel more respect than he would treat the woman that he so-called loved. So he would give his homeboys just a piece of respect or acknowledgement or shout out before he gives the woman that he loves that type of attention. Spotting fuckboys in the wild. There's a puddle of fuckboys that often mingle with writers, musicians, artists. You know, in that area or that environment, singers. For some reason, they seem to come together, or they seem to emerge. Fuckboys seem to emerge from that particular environment. And that, I kind of find that false, because I know some country fuckboys, some deep down dirt down in the South fuckboys. I know some fuckboys that's from Pakistan. I know a fuckboy that was from Thailand. Some fuckboys are not just in one particular area. They're all around us. And it comes from, I can say it comes from a lot of different things, because I stand on my square when I say my mother and my grandmother raised me to be a man. My father, he wasn't there that much. So my mother, with the few resources and a couple of uncles, you know, helped me become the man who I am. But a lot of times, you know, some guys are raised where they don't have a parent, and they take on the mom's personality. And I'm not saying nothing negative about women. And what I'm saying is a man may have that feminine undertone that women have, and he can't shake it. Even though he's still like women, he acts like the woman sometimes. He can't really come out of that, because he saw it, he was around it as a young man. So it's in his DNA, it's in his genes. Now, when it came to me and my brothers, we went through our thing, but we also remembered how to be men. So yeah, like I said, I had to grow, or I had to work my way out of being a fuckboy. And I did. Fuckboys like having options, plain and simple. They like having the deck stacked. It's a power thing. You know, it's all about having power. Now, to round it off, if your philosophical heart has been broken by one of these so-called fuckboys, I'll ask you one thing. Did you really have that? Did you really let a fuckboy come into your life? Or did he just work himself into your life? Because if you let him come into your life, then you can get him out of your life. And if he worked himself into your life, then you can walk away. Don't just sit and take what a man just want to give you. I don't care who it is. And vice versa. Men, don't just take what women want to give you. Because I don't know what's equivalent to a woman when it comes to fuckboy. And it might be a couple of words that I don't normally use. So I'm not going to really tap into that. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't want to have a thing where I'm bashing women. And I'm not bashing men. I'm just telling you who I was and who, what the word fuckboy is. And I know some fuckboys that's still around now. And I know plenty that was around, you know, when I was coming up. Even as a young kid. Like, oh, man, that dude, he's soft. Or, yeah, like a woman. Or he, you know, something ain't right with him. And that's, to me, in my personal opinion, equivalent to a fuckboy. After talking about this, after, you know, listening to me talk about this, you may have realized that you're a fuckboy, or ladies, that you dealt or have a fuckboy in your life. Congratulations for admitting that. Most fuckboys will never, ever, 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 ever acknowledge that they're fuckboys. You, unlike other fuckboys, actually have the capacity to change who you are. In your recovery, first learn how to have an intervention with yourself. You don't need people to talk you through what it is that you've been through. You don't need a group of people to say, yeah, you was a fuckboy. Dude, you was fucked up. Fuck you. No, you don't need nobody to tell you that. You know you wrong. You know you did some whole ass shit. Acknowledge that. Learn from that. Grow from that. And make sure that it don't happen again. I'm not saying, you know, not be you. If that's who you are, be who you are. But if you're dealing with women, or ladies, if you have a man, you get tired of his shit and he's not treating you and doing you the way you need to be done, let him go. Fuck boy, step off. Move on. Get you some therapy. You might be struggling with the issues related to masculinity or internalized sexist beliefs if you maintain the extravagant life of a fuckboy. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. My thoughts on fuckboyism. So I hope that you enjoyed this piece. I hope that, I said some stuff that was interesting. And I would like to thank you for checking out the podcast. I will be back Wednesday night. Was working last Wednesday, so I couldn't really get to the podcast. But I will try to get there and get another topic done for you. And I just want to say, continue to listen. Continue to like, share, and subscribe. Let people know what's going on. Check out the book, Hearts Seduction by J.R. Robinson, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble's online, Apple Bookstore, Google Bookstore is online. Check me out. I'm out there. Next book is coming very soon. Definitely working hard to get this motherfucker out because it's time. I want to come out in the summer with something different. You know what I'm saying? So I'm working. I'm working out here. But yo, y'all have a good night. Y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.